Remodeling projects can add functional living space, value, and new places to bring friends and family together. But they can also turn your would-be castle into a haunted house.
What happened basically in this project, how we came to where we are today, is that our AC installer, as he was making room to put his ductwork up through some of the roofs in the house, reached up in there to pull some foam out, and he came away just dripping with water. He immediately called me and said, "We've got a problem."
In this case, the problem was faulty insulation, and the result was thousands of dollars in repairs and months lost due to the reclamation process. The trick is to avoid the heartaches in the first place, and that's where the National Association of the Remodeling Industry can make all the difference. The organization's main function is to act as the voice of the remodeling industry, advancing and promoting the industry's professionalism, product, and vital public purpose.
It's an organization that I found about 15 years ago when I was a struggling contractor. At that point of needing more than one guy, needing an organization, I found the association, joined it, and to this date, it has helped me improve my professionalism, my ability to market a remodeling company, to network within a peer group that makes my work fair and competitive.
From a contractor's perspective, NARI helps level the playing field by creating a competitive environment in which professionals like Carter can vie for jobs against other professionals. To make certain everybody is playing by the same rules, they've created a code of ethics.
It's a code of ethics that strives to maintain professionalism throughout the remodeling industry, fair advertising, fair contracts, fair trade, contracts, warranties, everything we need to run a legitimate business and to raise the bar for other contractors.
The code of ethics also creates an important safeguard for homeowners who often enter the process without much experience. Even Carter, who recently remodeled his own home, was overwhelmed by all the decisions.
I know the selections I had to make, the subs I had to go through, the materials I had to select, the designer I had to work with, and it's unbelievable the amount of questions a homeowner has to ask and the decisions they have to make in regards to a remodeling project on their home, that having the resources of a professional organization as a reference material that's, you know, unsurpassed.
If the homeowner who wound up with faulty insulation had known about NARI, he would have saved a bundle of time and money. And truthfully, all he would have needed to do was take a look under the Homeowner tab on the association's website, NARI.org. There, the organization reveals a wealth of information, including warning signs, remodeling tips, a budget worksheet, and reference questions.
I like to hear them ask me how long I've been in business. Am I insured? Do I have employees? How experienced is the project manager that will handle my project? What do you think of children? What do you think of us living in the house? The stage is constantly changing. The quality of the job is changing. The amount of money being spent is changing. The limit to the amenities is going through the roof. And it's a full-time job to please the client. It's something you don't learn overnight. You know, it's a growing process, and I've been growing for 35 years. I've been in the organization for 15, and with all the trade publications we get through the organization and the seminars and educational opportunities that we have, I'm learning something new every day.